You don't rest when you're laboring. You're resting when you are reaping the fruit of what you have not labored for. Jesus made a very strong statement. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored.
Welcome to Harvest Family Church. We are sowing God's word, growing in Christ, and bringing in the harvest. Our prayer is that you would accept this seed of God's word in order to reap from the finished work of Jesus. Join us now for today's segment.
But we were just praying just now about the life that we now live. We live by faith. The life that we now live, we live by faith. And that's important, right? That's pretty important because that's how we're supposed to live, right? So out of all the things that are important, right, for us to see and for us to understand, faith in Jesus is critical, right? That's the main thing in our lives. So, and we know that. And we know that. But, you know, something that I want us to see in all the things that the Lord has been teaching us about, in all the things that He's been teaching us about, that which is of the flesh is flesh and that which is of the Spirit is spirit. You know what? Let's go ahead and go right into it right here. Romans chapter 4 and verse number 1. It says, what then shall we say that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found? He says, for if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. It says, now to him that worketh, and here's where what we're looking at. For now to him that works, is the reward not reckoned of grace? Is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt? But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that has faith in Jesus, that believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. So here's what I want us to just to see with that real quick. And there's a lot of cool things with this, but In life, right, in things pertaining to your job and things pertaining to different things that we do throughout our day, not just in things that you see in godly men and women, but just in everyday life, right? You see things that are working for people, right? So you see ways of being, right, that you look at someone and you see that that's working for them. You see that that something is resulting, giving results to that individual. So a temptation in that, right, and sometimes we don't look at it really as a temptation, but what we fall into very quickly is we want to imitate that action. We want to imitate the action, right? Imitate the action. Now where that causes us problems, right? And what we're going to see is that when you see something that you like or desire in the life of someone, right? Instead of us asking ourselves, you know, how did they get to that fruitfulness in their life, what we try to imitate sometimes is an action. And what happens is, when you imitate an action, you're imitating a work, right? And when you're imitating a work, you are in works, right? So when you imitate the work of someone, when you imitate a method of accomplishing something in someone else's life, you're mimicking a work, right? You're mimicking a work, and because you're mimicking a work, you in your life you desire. Here's just stay with me for a bit on this, right? That when you mimic the work and you do it in your life, your expectation is, right, that you would get the same result as that individual, right? Now, if we bring that to our Christian life, and when you see the godliness in other people's lives, right, and we talk about fruitfulness, you see fruit in someone else's life, right? So because you see that fruit, you mimic what they do. And it could be maybe how often they read. It could be what time of day they start. It could be the things that they don't allow in their lives. It could be, you know, I heard Smith Wigglesworth wouldn't allow a newspaper in his home. Right? I think if I'm not mistaken, Billy Graham came to his home with the New York Times under his arm, and he said, you can come in, but not that. Right? So people would think, okay, so what I need to do is, I'll imitate that work. I won't read newspapers anymore. In our interaction with people, you pick up things that people do. And sometimes people don't say things to you, so that you'll imitate them. And sometimes people don't say anything, you just watch them, right? And you end up imitating what they're doing. But what I want you to understand is that even the person that you see godliness or fruitfulness in their life did not get it because of their method. Right? They did it because of their faith in Jesus Christ, right? But what you're imitating is not their faith. What you're imitating is their method. What you think is their method of operation is what you end up imitating. And what happens with that is that when you imitate a work, you are, without kind of knowing it, right? You're in works. Right? So it's easier for us here, right, to say works, Lord, like I'm not gonna work. But sometimes you're not thinking of the things that you understand and hear or see in the lives of other people that you tend to imitate, right? Let me show you something. In John chapter 8 and verse number 39. John chapter 8 and verse 39, Jesus is talking to the Jews about them being Abraham's children, right? Now, the thing really to understand, I think we know this, right? But the thing to understand is that the reason why we're called Abraham's children, for lack of a better word, he's called the father of faith, right? So our only relationship with Abraham, right, in being seed of Abraham is just our faith. It's not that we did anything like he did it, and it's not that we want to study his life to do exactly what he did and how he did it and how he spoke and the terms that he used, but that it is that our relationship to Abraham and his relationship to us is our faith and nothing else. So there's no correlation and no other relationship between us and Abraham other than faith. And if it were not for our faith, we would not be seed of Abraham, right? So here Jesus said, they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto him, If ye were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. Right? You would do the works. If you were the descendants of Abraham, you would do the works of Abraham. And obviously, what Abraham found according to the flesh, his work was faith in Jesus, right? That was accounted unto him for righteousness. So he says, but now you seek to kill me, a man that had told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. And Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. If God were your father, you would love me, right? Because we are like our father, right? What we have is, right, is faith, right? We have faith that is given to us as a fruit, so therefore we love Jesus, right? But the thing to catch there is the whole thing about descendants of Abraham. That the correlation that we have with Abraham is only our faith, right? Only our faith. So when you look at that, then actually let me bring you to this other verse, right? In Galatians chapter 3, Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 1. He says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you. This only I would learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And you know what the thing is? We've basically memorized that verse, right? We know it. We've seen it, right? But we know in our heart that the only way that the will of God is done in our life is by the Spirit of God. So what we want to do is just always in our lives, regardless of what we're doing, regardless of what you see in the life of another, right? Regardless of what you see in the life of another, look at someone and be able to discern faith in Christ or not. Jesus could look at them and say, and know from looking at the Pharisees, they don't have faith. They don't have faith in me, right? They don't have faith in my Father, right? And why is that? Because he could see from looking at them, people would get healed, and before they would get healed, Jesus would look at them, and he said he could see the faith. He could see their faith. Now, it could be, and I don't know, and we don't have to go into it, that if it was the way they were acting, how they were approaching Him, if the Lord just knew in their heart, right, their heart towards Him, right? But even in our own interaction with people, you'd like to see that, you know, you have the discernment by the Spirit of God to tell those that you have a kinship to, that have faith in Jesus, and those that don't. But what we want to stay away from is imitating actions, right? Imitating actions. Here He says, this only what I learn of you. This only what I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun by the Spirit, are you made perfect by the flesh, right? Having begun by the Spirit, are you made perfect by the flesh? It says, have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you. Like, the very thing that you see in someone else's life, if you see works being wrought, you know, I remember being a young Christian and seeing Benny Hinn and seeing these people and all these people on TV and seeing people do miraculous things, right? And people getting healed, and watching Andrew Womack and seeing in his ministry how people would get healed by the power of God. And you look at that, and what you want to do, and unfortunately sometimes you hear that from them, right? But what you want to do is you hear what they do, how they have been, what have their actions been like? How do they carry out themselves? What do they do in the morning? How do they carry out themselves throughout the day? So much so, can I tell you something, that people even begin to imitate all kinds of funny things. Even, I mean, I know we think maybe this is a little foolish, which it is, but imitating the way people dress, imitating what they have, imitating how they speak. I mean, because what we desire, you know, in looking at fruitfulness, your heart, your carnal mind would want to go after that, right? But we should know, you know what, that's not how our heart is. Our heart is after the Spirit, right? The Spirit of God is the one that works in us to do His will. So it's okay. Here's what we want to just say here, though, that it is okay to look at the fruitfulness in somebody else's life and say, you know what, I would want to see that in my life. I'm not going to chase after it, but I'd like that. That's good. Like, you see the Spirit of God working through someone, and you say, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But if you get caught up in this thing where you desire, like, Lord, you know, I have a desire. I want to be used by you like that. I want to see things like that happening in my life. Know this, that what you want to imitate in someone is their faith. What you want to imitate in someone is their faith in Jesus. Let me show you something. In 1 Corinthians 11:1, it says, be ye followers, or the word there actually also is imitators, right? Be ye followers of me. Now when Paul says, be ye followers of me, right? What could he mean by that? Like when he's saying to follow him, I mean, how do you follow Paul? I mean, do you become a disciple of Paul, and then Paul has his doctrine, and Paul has his church, and it's the church of the first of the Pauline disciples, or like what do we do? I mean, he says, be ye followers of me, right? And obviously, if we keep reading, we see, even as I also am of Christ. So what he's saying there, just really plainly put, is that my faith is in Jesus. My faith is in Jesus, and you ought to imitate me. Imitate me as my faith is in Christ. Imitate me as my faith is in Christ. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's something really interesting that you would see in the life of people, regardless, can I tell you something? Regardless of how they teach it, right? Because you see fruit. I see fruit in the lives of people that I've watched. I've seen them on YouTube, right? I've watched them before on TV. I remember even a DVD one time that was given to me. And you see, like, there's fruit there. Now, the way that they're explaining to you, supposedly the tricks of the trade, right, are not telling you that it's faith in Jesus alone. They're telling you a bunch of other things, right? But here's the funny thing is, that's God working through them, right? It's God working through them. But what they're saying to you, it's almost like you don't want to listen to their words sometimes, but watch their faith in Jesus, right? Because where they are and the things that they have performed in their life, the things that you see the Spirit of God doing through them, is, you can see authentically it's the Spirit of God. But the things that they are teaching about why they're doing what they're doing, right, leads people astray. And they don't mean to lead people astray, because they, but their desire is to see people do, Their desire is to see people do right what the Spirit of God is doing through them. They want to see the Spirit of God do that through them also. So because of their zealousness, right, what they're teaching is, you know, it's all about, you know what, you just got to have a heart for people. And you just have to do this and you just have to do that. And they're teaching all these things. So what you go off and do is that you try to mimic or imitate. And it's funny, that word followers there, imitate, is actually, and I'm probably going to butcher it, but it's like mimetus. Mimetus, which is where we get the word mime, right? Mime. So the funny thing is that, so from that, when people say imitate, what they think is, there is something to imitate there. It's just, we know that it's not, what has Abraham found according to the flesh? Right? That it is not of works, because if it is, watch, if it is of works, then it is of debt, and it is not of the grace of God. But it is, if it is of faith, it is of grace, right? Therefore, we receive by the grace of God. So what you want to, you want to always, you know, and it's funny that we always come back right around to the same place, is that our faith is just in Jesus, that's all. And you are, you know, you can attend a church, you can watch somebody and follow, quote unquote, someone on TV, somebody that you like to watch, but what you're always looking for is the gospel, and what you would always only ever imitate or be encouraged in or be lifted up in is in your faith in Jesus. So, because there is a truth to the fact that iron sharpens iron, right? There is total truth to that. Iron sharpens iron. So if you're around people that have faith in Jesus Christ, you know, they will encourage you in your faith. And it's almost like the more you're around people that have faith in Jesus and are only about faith in Jesus and forget everything else, right? You find yourself imitating that faith, but in a sense what you're really doing is just growing, being encouraged in your faith by someone else. And that's a good thing. That's an awesome thing to do. But and what it does is, can I tell you something? It takes away the pressure to perform. Because what you'll find yourself doing is, when you're around people, how can we say that you see more fruit in their lives? That you see fruitfulness maybe in their lives, that you're not supposed to be looking at your own, but at that point, you know what? You're looking at their fruit and you're saying, you know, those are not things I see in my life. So what you do is you find yourself trying to perform in front of them. You want to speak a certain way and act a certain way. And can I tell you something? It even takes away from the things that God is trying to speak in your life, because you're finding yourself just trying to, you know, many of you will find yourself, if you don't already, in years to come, you'll find yourself among influential people, right? People that are influential in your life, that are maybe at a place where you're going, and you may very well surpass them, right? But you're going to be and find yourself in places where you have to be careful that you don't become a disciple of men, right? Because you are a disciple of Christ and your faith is in Jesus. So it's cool to be able to look at the faith in someone and be encouraged by their faith, and just everybody just get together and be encouraged by faith in Jesus Christ. But we have to be careful that in trying, in looking at a verse like this in 1 Corinthians 11, right? That he says, be followers of me even as I also follow Christ. He's making a point there. The way he follows Christ is by faith in Jesus. That's what he's saying to imitate. It is not the way that he did it. It's not how many times a day he read. It's not how many times a day he prayed. It's not even how he did it. It's not even, you know, because people, listen. When, if I were to tell you right now, I have a little secret for you. Listen, I get awesome results with this. Listen, it works every time for me. I just get before the Lord in the morning, you know what, and I just kind of blank out my mind, and you know what I do? Is I just grab a chair and I put it in front of me. And what I do is I just pretend that Jesus is sitting right there. And I just start talking to him like he's a person. And that's helped me. Listen. People will go in the morning, find a chair, put it in front of them and start talking to the chair. Right? Because they want to try. They want to see. They want, right? But so no matter what, listen, if what you see in the life of another individual is truly fruit of the Spirit of God from what you're able to discern, right? Know this, and I know that on the surface we know it, but it's just good to be reminded of it. Whatever you see in their lives is by faith in Jesus Christ, and there is no other method by which they did it, because it is only by faith in Jesus. It is only by faith in Jesus. And I'm gonna tell you, I truly believe that there are certain ways that God works with people that are different one from another. Honestly, I believe that wholeheartedly because and not just because, you know, there are times, believe me, in past years where you compare yourself to other people and how do they do it and how do you do it. Well, I find that I do lots of weird things that other people don't do. But my job is not to try to show people what I do so they can do the things that I do, and then that way they would get results, right? So what happens is, can I tell you something? You will find yourself among people that, and let me tell you something, sometimes people that are influential, I mean, are really influential, right? I mean, they're around you and they will say things that maybe at times you find yourself without an answer, right? But so what we're saying is, when you find yourself among any person, but specifically we're talking about right now among people that are influential people, that you see the power of God working greatly in their lives. You know, here's an interesting thing. Smith Wigglesworth, right? Smith Wigglesworth did awesome things. I mean, God worked through him for years. But it's funny that he was asked on several occasions, why is it that his daughter was sick? She had some kind of an issue with her, and he said, and the one time I think I read that he said, you know what? Why was, I think Elijah, I don't remember, like, why was one of the prophets, why was he bald? Right? And that was, I guess, one of his ways of kind of trying to maybe make himself feel a little bit better, maybe, about the fact that he saw something in his daughter's life that he didn't like to see there. But again, can I tell you something? Even on that side, it's still the same problem, right? It's still the same problem. He himself, you could get to a place in your life where we could compare the good works that we see on this side and the fruit of the Spirit here and wonder, well, why isn't it working right here? But the thing is, that wasn't you over here, and this isn't you either. So you weren't the one that did this over here. And surely you're not the one that can heal your daughter anyway. So the truth of the matter is that it's none of our business anyway. The answer to that is, do you have faith in Jesus? Yes or no? Okay, so then be about your faith in Jesus. When you don't see something in your life, or worse yet, to ask somebody else why they don't see it in their life, right? Because truthfully, we don't really know how the Lord healed people to begin with. We know that it was by His power, but you don't know how He does it. You don't know what is it that He does to the body and how it, we know that it's by the power of God that He does it, but we don't know how He transforms cells and causes growth and does all these things. And we don't know the mind of another human being. So you know the beautiful thing is, God always brings it to us right here. That's all. Right? He brings it to right there. Just your faith in God. Nothing else. Because I can't tell what you... People can tell you whatever they want to tell you. And you basically don't know. The only thing that you know is that the only thing that you have that causes fruitfulness in your life is faith in Jesus. And the only thing that they have, you know it for sure. Because here's the beautiful thing. Cemented and established it in our hearts, right? The only thing, I mean, there's great men that are doing great things for God, right? Joseph Prince has a church of like 30,000 people or something like that, right? Doing great things for God, traveling all over the world, causing a grace revolution all over the world, and that's awesome. And we've learned from things like that, but there's no imitating Joseph Prince, because the only thing that he ever did, he did it by faith in Jesus, right? So if we're going to learn anything from any great man of God, let's learn faith in Jesus, right? But you see what I'm saying is, you will be, if you're not already, and have never been, just one more time to say that, right? You may not have been yet, but you will be before influential people, right? Don't change your mode of operation, right? The only way that the Lord brought you before great men, right, was what? By faith in Him. And that's without trying to categorize people and put them in different places. So regardless of where we are in our lives and regardless of our age, right? I remember as a young person, you know what? There's a lot of people that I imitated. A lot of people that I imitated until really, you know, you got to a place in your life where you don't care to imitate anymore. You don't care to imitate anymore. But remember though, that when it comes to faith and when it comes to godliness, when it comes to faith and godliness, and you see, you know, because this is something that the Lord taught me yesterday, that is pretty cool, that, you know, we have to be careful. We have to be careful that we don't only learn about faith in Jesus Christ from people that we see seeming results out of their lives, right? Because can I say something? There are people, and I believe this with all my heart, I believe that there are people that you may not see them very much out front, right? But their faith in Jesus. See, when it comes to just people's faith in Jesus Christ, I'm really not judging so much your faith by what I see. In other words, the results that I see in your life. But more, can I tell you something? More, you can judge the faith of an individual by the words of their mouth. By the words of their mouth, right? Because there are many people that will look like they have great results in their life, but the words of their mouth, right, deceive them, right? The words of their mouth are, the word is not deceived, but they go contrary to the supposed godly results that you were seeing from their lives, right? So let's look while we're on this. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 10. This is good what Paul said, right? He said, be imitators of me, or followers of me as I follow Christ. You know the cool thing is, and I've said this before, you know, that there have been men that have done great things for God, and unfortunately they have fallen into things, right? But, I mean, that's not a good thing, but the sadder part of even the fall, a man of God that has done something wrong in his life, right? That has been publicly made known. That has been publicly made known, because men have done things wrong a long time. But something has been publicly made known, right? So the worst part of that is, though, the people that leave God because of that man's failure, right? The people that leave God because of that man's failure. Or the way the world will judge God. Or the way the world, I should say, judges God. Right? Or the way the world looks at faith and says, see, look, big faith giant, right? Look at what a loser he is now. So the way they judge that. But if the church, would it be the church that just preaches the gospel? That just preaches the gospel, right? If a man were to fall, and you never want that to happen. But what the man did was preach the gospel. That's all he did. And the results, if the truth were told, then all of the things that were seen in that man's life, he would always make it known that his mode of operation was only ever faith in Jesus, right? Right? It's just the knowledge of the fact that it is by the grace. See what Paul says, no matter what you saw wrong in the life of Paul, you know that it was not him that it was laboring, but it was the grace of God within him. So are you a follower of Paul? No, you're not a follower of Paul. He says, who am I? Who is Apollos? You know, what are men that you should follow us? But the same Paul was the one that said, follow me. Right? Imitate me. So if he's saying, you know, who are we? You're not to be our disciples, right? You're not to be, you know, disciples of this one, disciples of that one, of the church of Paul, the church of Apollos. So what is he saying, though? Because he is saying, follow me. So he is saying, just as I follow Christ. How am I following Christ? By faith in him. Right? By faith in him. So look at Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. And we'll see below what that labor of love is. Labor of love which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. So there's fruitfulness, right? That's fruitfulness. A labor of love being done, and men that have been, and a church that has been ministering to the saints. God sees what they're doing. It's his fruit. It's him doing it through them. So he knows what's going on, right? So he says, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence. Now if you stop there, you would think he just talked about their labor of love and their ministering to the saints. And if you read that and you said, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence, you would say, oh, what he's saying is that we should be ministering just like he's ministering to the saints. But that's not what he says. He says, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end. To the full assurance of hope to the end. The same diligence. So the diligence that he's talking about is in the labor of love. The diligence that he's talking about is in the labor of love. So let's keep going on that then. And then in verse number 12, the very next verse, that's where he really cements it. And he says that ye be not slothful. And it's interesting that word there, slothful, means, it actually means stupid, but, or lazy. But a good definition that fits really good in there is one that continues, right? One that continues. So he says that ye be not slothful. or actually another good thing there is that there's a hint of also like dull, right? So, but that ye be not slothful or dull, which is really of hearing, right? Of dull of hearing. He said that ye be not slothful or lazy, but not don't be lazy, but be diligent to minister, right? Because remember, men can't minister. So when you see the word of God talking about men ministering, right? It's not them ministering, because they in and of themselves, men themselves cannot minister to another man, right? It's only God through them. So if knowing that it is God who works in a man, that it is the grace of God that works in a man, then you can see something like this and understand it, because he says that you be not slothful, but followers, imitators, right? Followers, imitators, look, of them who through faith. Be imitators of them who through faith and patience inherited the promises. So you see an individual that's walking in the inheritance of God. They're walking in their inheritance, right? You see it plain as day. You're walking in their inheritance. So you know what it says to do? It says that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith. Who through faith? So you're looking at somebody, and here's what you know. You know that it's through faith that they did it. So what are you going to imitate? Be imitators of them who through faith and patience. So if you're going to imitate something in their lives, imitate their faith in Jesus. And then what you'll find yourself, if you imitate faith in Jesus, what you're going to be actually imitating is imitating and seeking of the kingdom of God, looking for the knowledge of Christ, right? That's what you're actually going to be imitating. So if people drive you to more to that, I mean, Paul said that there were people who were preaching the gospel just out of plain jealousy, right? But he rejoiced that at least the gospel was being preached. Now, so there are times when people say the right thing and are doing the wrong thing. They're saying the right thing and doing the wrong thing. But in other times, there are people, right, who have done the Spirit of God is doing a good thing through them, but they're saying the wrong thing. So how do you live in that, right? Easy, right? Because it's all about faith in Jesus Christ. And that's all that you're looking for, and there's only one voice, right? So what you're looking for is the gospel. So if you see it, you say, you know what? What you want to do is you really want to pray for someone like that, because they're a little confused. They're seeing God do great things, and they know, you know, that behind the scenes they're saying, Father, you know what? You do this. Holy Spirit, I can't do this. You know, you do it. You help them, Lord. And the Lord's working through them, and people are getting healed, right? But then they're telling you some other kind of hogwash that it's because of this or that, and maybe it is because they did certain things and they're attributing what they're seeing to what they've done or the way that they did it. But what they're missing is that it wasn't the way that they did it, right? It was who's doing it through them, right? And sometimes it's just because they allow the Spirit of God. They're not in His way. They're saying, Holy Spirit, you know, you do your will through me. So it's things that they've understood and other things that they haven't understood, and the things that they haven't understood are the things that they're teaching, and it should be the other way around. So can I tell you something? I believe really with all my heart, I believe that, you know, that even verse number 12 there, where it says that ye be not slothful, but followers or imitators of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. It's, and so let's read a little bit more there. Verse 13, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Any woman or man that is a faith, and where you're seeing them work and live in their inheritance, right? Work, the Spirit of God working through them. Any person that you see that, any person that you see evidence of their inherit the promises, right? You're seeing things working through their lives. Know this, they are children of Abraham, as you are a child of Abraham. And the only reason they're a child of Abraham is because they have faith like Abraham. And the only reason that they love the Christ, right? The only reason they love the Christ is because they have faith in God, just like Abraham had faith in God. So you easily discern. And what happens? You can be among people. You can be among people that are influential, right? Influential, right? And they can be encouraged by your faith. Paul said this, he said that I would come around, that I would want, that I pray that the Lord would give me a chance to be able to come to you, right? So we can be encouraged one another in our faith. So I could give a gift to you, and so I could receive from you as well, right? When you know that it is a faith in God, you can sit down and you can learn from somebody. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter how old they are. It doesn't matter if they're younger than you or older than you. If they have faith in Jesus, you can learn from that person, right? And you can be a follower. Follow what they're saying. Follow the words. Follow the gospel that they're speaking, right? But when you're around influential people, sometimes the desire is to scale back because you feel like a fish out of water. Well, you're not a fish out of water. Because if you are a faith in Jesus and they are a faith in Jesus and you are of the seed of Abraham and they are of the seed of Abraham, there's nothing there to be intimidated about, right? You can step right in and you can speak the gospel and you find yourself not trying to be impressive to them and they don't have to try to be impressive to you. Can I tell you something? Sometimes people even that are influential people, right? They are not full of themselves, but they're tired of people coming around them trying to pretend to be something that they're not. And they're turned off by that. And they don't want people like that around them, right? But when you're around people that are influential, right, just, it's the same spirit that's in you, it's the same spirit that's in them. And you'll find that the conversation is ease, very easy. That they find that they delight in speaking to you because you can be encouraged by them, but they can be encouraged by you, right? Because remember, you're not the one that helps anyone. So that means that the Spirit of God can work in you, right, into anyone's life. You can get before President Obama, and as much as you respect his office, the Spirit of God in you is greater than he is. The Spirit of God in you is greater than Joseph Prince. The Spirit of God in you is greater than Andrew Womack. The Spirit of God in you is greater than Joyce Meyer. The Spirit of God in you is greater than any man on this earth. Greater than their carnal appearance, right? And if what you recognize is, well, the same spirit I have in me is the same spirit that Joyce Meyer has in her, well, there's a kinship there that doesn't have to be intimidating then, right? And then what can happen? Things can happen. Things can flow, right? But maybe it doesn't have to be a jump like that, right? Where you find yourself before, you know, speaking to a man that has a 30,000 member church that has a worldwide ministry. Maybe you're talking to the mayor tomorrow. And you know what? You don't have to be intimidated by the mayor. Because great is him that's in you. And the one that's in you is the great one that's doing it, right? The one that's in you is the great one that's doing it. So let's go ahead and let's wrap up here a little bit. So let's actually, if we can close right there in verse number 12. Hebrews 6 and verse number 12. Hebrews 6 and verse number 12, just because I just want us to see just our diligence, right? Because when the Lord uses words like diligence, you show the same diligence, right? That you would be encouraged, listen, that you would be encouraged in prayer, that you would be encouraged in reading the Word of God, that you would be encouraged in faith in Jesus. Those are all awesome things, right? Those are all awesome things. But you're just remember that what you're doing is always just to be diligent in growing in your knowledge of Christ because you want to grow in the knowledge of Him. Because can I tell you something? We don't want to be caught in Galatians 3, right? Where you started off by the Spirit. You weren't trying to impress anyone. You were sitting in a service. Maybe you heard the preacher speak or have a call of salvation, or your best friend told you about Jesus and you prayed together and you came to the knowledge of Christ that way. You weren't trying to impress anyone then, and you came to Christ and you received the Spirit of the living God to come in you. So the same way that you started is the same way that we're able to continue. See, what happens is, can I tell you something? And this is just, I just believe this is important, right? That if you can be a person of faith in Christ and nothing else, God can use you to be an influential individual because He will work through you, right? But if you can only do that when you find yourself among people that you feel superior to, right, in one way, shape, or form. But then when you, and I'm not saying superior that you really are superior, but if the only way that you can function is when you feel that you are above, and when you feel someone come next to you that you feel that is above you and you can't function in the same realm, right, you're cheating them out of what God can do in their life, right? So it is just a mentality and a heart to know, Lord, it is only about Jesus, respecting a person. The heart of David after God, right? The heart of David after God, but could come before an entire army and say, what's wrong with you people, right? I got no weapons. I got no armor. You guys are the army. You've been trained. But what's the matter with you? Who does this uncircumcised Philistine think he is? Don't you know that you're the army of the living God? No intimidation by size and number of people. I mean, maybe they could all plummet him, told him to shut up and beat him up, right? And threw him aside and then continue to be scared of Goliath, right? But just no intimidation, right? A man like that, just faith in Jesus, can come before a Goliath, right? And And what he knows is you have no faith. You have no covenant. And I have a covenant with Almighty God, right? So you understand, you are able to discern easily, right? You're able to discern easily what is great and what is not, right? John the Baptist, you don't have to try to study John the Baptist's life to try to be like John the Baptist. The Bible says the one that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Because it is what the difference between John the Baptist and you, right, is not what you're doing, your mode of operation, right? That's not what it is. It's that you have the Spirit of God in you, right? You have the Spirit of God in you. Greater is he that is in you. That is the difference, right? That is the difference. You don't have to try to go and imitate Elisha, right? Or imitate what he did and how he did it. And you don't have to go up, and people do this all the time, go up to preachers that are their spiritual fathers and go up to them when they retire and say that they want a double portion. They're trying to be imitators of men's actions, and that's it. And they think that now, you know, he's going to take and throw, and they'll take a garment and throw it over them to try to be symbolic. Listen, it is about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the more, if you set yourself there, you can be a David among great men, respecting men's position, and yet God being the one who's pushing you through, no matter who you're talking to. It won't matter who it is. It won't matter who it is. You could be talking to the king himself, and you're nothing but a little harp player, right? And you can be ministering to the king. Ministering to the king, right? Ministering to the king. If you can't minister to the king, God can't bring you before great men because you think they're greater than you, right? But when it's just about faith in Jesus, you're not comparing, you're not caring, your mind's not even there. You're not even looking at who's greater and who isn't. You're looking at, it's just about faith in God, right? And Lord, and you're doing this through me, and I could just play and that man's spirit could be soothed. Right? The Spirit of God just working through you, because it's not you. It's just Christ that lives through you. And He's greater than anything, right? He's greater than anything. That's good. It's funny, you know, people could even say to you in days to come, like, aren't you... It's funny, I had one of the guys from church told me that. He said, you know what? He said, for some reason, he said, the Lord keeps putting me between, you know, among high-ranking men. And he was asked, and this is like a guy who is just learning about the things of God, right? And he says, he was asked, like, why is it that you don't, like, basically tremble when I walk in the room? And why do all the other guys run around like chickens with their head cut off, right? Like, he says, I don't know. Right? But you know what it is? It's just the things. There is one thing that the Lord has shown him, and it's that, you know what? That you can be brought before great men, right? You can be brought before influential people, right? And they're just a man, and greater is he who is in you than anyone who's in the world. So it's just a good thing. Let's go ahead. If you can stand up and let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and praise you. Thank you, Lord, that you are great and that you are mighty. It's funny, Lord, because I was wondering a little bit about that, Lord. Why you kept showing us the differences between John the Baptist and us, and why you kept teaching us, Lord, about you said, Lord, about Mary and about us, and you kept showing differences. Kept showing differences, Lord. And it's funny, Lord, that Mary, Father, the mother of Jesus, she is lifted up. She is lifted up, Lord, in some circles as even divine equal, Lord, to the Son. Equal to God, Father. And it's just, what a sad thing. What a sad thing when men don't have the discernment to be able to tell that it is about faith in Jesus. When men begin to add so many things. So many things, Lord. And those same people, Lord, that worship. Those same people, Lord, that worship and consider Mary just a woman, Lord, divine. Are the same people then, Lord, that continually, even in today's age, lift up men and call them divine. Call them, Lord, just almost like their words, Lord, or like God's words that need to just, Lord, it's such an imbalance. It's such an imbalance that exists among people that believe in you, God. That believe in you, Jesus. So we pray, Lord, that more and more, Lord, that the message of forgetting all things except Jesus Christ and Him crucified, the message, Lord, about faith in Jesus, that the gospel, Lord, would continue, Lord, to explode, Lord, around this world, my Father, to explode around this world. Because there are so many, Lord, that need to know, that are being led astray, Lord, just because they don't know anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we will make it known, Lord. We will make it known. The one that people respect when you speak is Christ in you. The one that people respect when you speak is Christ in you. Father, that people would learn, that your people, Lord, would learn to be able to see Christ in another. Christ in another. And then, Lord, Paul would never have been criticized and said that in person he was weak and that in his letters he were mighty. They were just people with no discernment, Lord. People that were looking, Lord, to be impressed, my God. And not people who were looking, Lord, for your voice. For your voice. Let us be diligent, Father. Let us be diligent, Lord, to hear and to know your voice. To be diligent to hear and to know your voice. And we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that it is that gospel, it is that knowledge of Christ that remains and makes us to stand. Makes us to stand, my Father. That as this world continues to fall apart and the corruption with it to eat it from within, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we, Lord, are steadfast and sure and not bothered. But our roots grow down deep, Lord. Deep, Lord, into your love for us. Deeper into the knowledge of Christ more and more. So that we are not shaken. So that we are not moved. And so that we can partake and take and have of that grace. Have grace then. Since we are receiving a kingdom, have and continue to receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Then let us have of that which is not of our doing. Let us have of that which is of the finished work of Jesus Christ. And then it will be done. And then it can be done. Thank you, Jesus. It has to be done. And it'll be done, but that's the way it's going to be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Great things. Great things. Great things. Hallelujah. You started it, Lord. You started it. Thank you, Jesus, for what you started in us. Thank you, Lord, that you are the one that brings it to pass. That you are the one that brings it to pass. In all of our lives, you're the one that brings it to pass. And as men see, we'll learn, Lord, that the one that they respect is you in us and not us. It's you in us, Lord. It's you in us. Thank you, Jesus.
And that concludes our segment for today. This message was recorded at Harvest Family Church, located at 2631 Route 52, Liberty, New York. Harvest Family Church meets at 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays, and 7 p.m. on Fridays. You can get more information about HFC online at bringinginTheHarvest.org, or you can call us at 845-295-4560. Thank you for listening.